Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The government today declared the bus accident that killed 26 people along the Harare-Nyamapanda Highway yesterday a national disaster.
We witnessed quite some appalling sights of injured passengers and kids, youth and some elderly people who actually had suffered various types of injuries.
The United States is today honoring the legacy of the slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. with activities across the country, which included wreath laying in Maryland, volunteer service activities by churches and community groups.
There are still problems of racism in this country. So the importance of Martin Luther King and what he stood for still exists. That's why we recognize a day like this. It is a reminder to all of us that the struggle continues.
And the MDC formation of former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai says it is in the process of forming a burial society and working out logistics to introduce a medical insurance scheme to cater for its membership.
There is a tendency in this country for CZI and other allied trade organizations such as ZNCC to ask government for solutions. In fact, government must be asking the private sector in terms of what are the solutions.
The government today declared the bus accident that killed 26 people along the Harare-Nyamapanda Highway yesterday a national disaster. This as police released the names of the victims, including four people from the same family. The crash occurred in the afternoon when a Zupco and Pioneer buses sideswiped each other. 25 people died yesterday and one is said to have died today, increasing the death toll to 26. Local Government Minister Ignatius Chombo and Transport Minister Obet Mpofu today visited dozens of injured passengers who were admitted at Parirenyatwa Hospital. While the cause of the accident is still under investigation, Mpofu told Studio 7's Blessing Zulu government would soon review the maximum speed limit. Mpofu narrated what he saw today at Parirenyatwa Hospital.
We witnessed quite some appalling sights of injured passengers and kids, youths and some elderly people who actually had suffered various types of injuries, which quite shocking sight to us. I mean, I felt so emotional about the whole thing, and the Minister Chombo also was there together with our civil servants. It was quite a sight which she would not want to see. But look, this is what is before us, and we are doing everything in our power to ensure that this is minimized. And the government has taken some measures also to declare the road carnage a disaster occurrence, which will see the government assisting with the medical support and the other supports which are required by those who are affected.
Dr. Mpofu, some are talking about the dualization of the roads. What are you doing about that, and what are the challenges that you are meeting at the moment?
No, my brother, we would want our roads to be really some of the best roads in the region. But there are financial constraints surrounding that requirement by government. Hence, our attempt to try and invite the motoring public to make a contribution towards that. We have been approached by several potential developers, potential investors in our road infrastructure. But again, the processes take a bit long.
That was Transport Minister Obet Mpofu on the line with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu. Former MDC Secretary for Transport Elias Mudzuri says the poor state of the roads is primarily to blame for the road carnage, adding the government should fix the roads as fast as possible.
I would want to start by sending my condolences to the families who lost their dear ones in this tragic accident. It said it should not be seen happening. We have had these accidents for quite a long time, and care must be taken in trying to improve our roads. What I have discovered is that the whole country layout, including cities, the roads have terrible potholes. They are now manholes. They are no longer potholes. Or you can actually find a joke on WhatsApp giving up someone fishing on the road after they've hit a pothole. I'm sorry, I'm not sure what happened on this particular road in terms of the nature of the road, because I didn't visit the site. But I can bet you the roads are worst problem, in our worst enemy in this country.
Many people are blaming the poor state of the roads, but is it not time for people to also start focusing on human error?
We have already, in our transport committee, we have debated this. We went on human error. We discussed it. We even went to the extent that some of these buses drivers might be taking too long on their roads, or taking too many hours on the roads because maybe it's festive season, or they just want to make up money. But this is January. January, people don't travel much other than school children. They don't have much money. So I don't want to blame it on competition for passengers in terms of the distance. I want to say we'll wait and see the investigation. But it's high time our government takes seriously maintenance of roads.
That was former MDC Transport Secretary Alias Mudzuri on the line from Harare. He spoke there with Studio 7's Ntungameli Nkomo.